Welcome to Legislative Report with State Representative Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Berks and Lehigh Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to another report to your constituents. And we'd like to begin this week by talking about the scourge that won't leave, and that is those spotted lantern flies. Tell us what's going on here.
The Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture is encouraging all of us to do our part to combat the spread of the invasive spotted lanternfly. And so they are suggesting to destroy these egg masses before the weather warms up for good and the eggs hatch. Officials suggest power washing equipment and vehicles, inspecting the undercarriages of vehicles, and inspecting other hard surfaces such as patio furniture, grills, or play equipment, and again, to destroy those masses before they end up hatching.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is an issue that people are starting to have with some technology that was designed to do some good things and has ended up being used or misused. Could you tell us a little bit about what's going on with AirTags?
Sure. The Office of Attorney General has issued a consumer alert to educate Pennsylvanians and help protect them from the malicious misuse of Apple AirTags without their knowledge or consent. Individuals have reported finding unknown AirTags, circular white and silver devices, which can track a person's location. They are being attached to individuals' cars, in their purses or coat pockets, and other personal property. Others have reported receiving alerts on their phone that their location information is being shared, even if they have not found an AirTag or other connected accessory on their person. Consumers who believe they may have found a misused AirTag in their belongings should contact local law enforcement.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is a new program by the Ag Department. What's going on here?
The Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture has created a helpline for farm workers who are experiencing anxiety or depression. The number is 833-897-2474. Again, that's 833-897-2474. High rates of suicide among those working in farming, fishing, and forestry have been documented for many years. And there is also important to remember that there is a National Suicide Prevention Lifeline that is available 24 hours a day. And the number for that is 800-273-TALK, 800-273-8255.
And finally, Representative, we'd like to talk about the Pennsylvania Higher Education Assistance Agency, some ways that you can learn a little bit more about getting some higher education. What's going on here?
The Pennsylvania Higher Education Assistance Agency, or FHEA, is hosting several statewide webinars in the coming weeks. On Monday, February 28th, and Monday, April 18th, from 6 to 7 p.m., it will present an overview of the 2022-2023 Free Application for Federal Student Aid Process, or FAFSA. The event will guide students and families through a step-by-step process for filing the FAFSA form and state grant application. On Monday, March 7th from 6 to 7 p.m. and Monday, March 28th from noon to 1 p.m., FHEA will host a webinar on understanding the financial decisions students need to make concerning higher education, including higher education costs, types of financial aid available, and how to apply for financial aid. Finally, on Wednesday, April 13th from 6 to 7 p.m., FHEA will present a webinar on planning and goal setting that high school juniors should be working on to prepare for the financial aid process they'll face as seniors. To learn more about these seminars, to register or to see the times and dates that I just talked about, you can visit phea.org/virtual. Again, that is phea.org/virtual.
Representative, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in for another Legislative Report with State Representative Ryan McKenzie.